This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. And now, like I used to do early in my career, the Farm Report. Tobacco likes dry weather. In tobacco country, it's been too wet. Marketplace's Queena Kim has more on the effects.
Tobacco is a drought-resistant plant. But this year, the weather has been anything but dry in major tobacco-growing states like Kentucky, North Carolina, and Georgia. J. Michael Moore is an agronomist at University of Georgia's Extension Program.
I'm very concerned. For the last 3 weeks in Georgia, we've had almost daily rainfall.
Moore says that Georgia hasn't had this much rain since 1971, and growers there have lost crops to flooding. The rain has also been pouring down in Kentucky, the country's second largest tobacco state. According to one report, the state's tobacco yield could be slashed by up to 25% and cost up to $100 million. David Reeds with Virginia Tech's Extension Program. He says the rain is disrupting the farming process, too.
Excessive rainfall affects the growth of the tobacco, but also affects how they work the tobacco in the field.
The rain is washing away fertilizers. Insects are also becoming a problem. But with wet fields, farmers can't get the machinery in to address the issue. The hope is the weather will dry up soon. I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.